is the situation with when you first go into a mine and you're green, you haven't been under there before. Was there a sort of hazing you went through with the other miners?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, they used to really tease you. And, you know, getting on the cage, you're just shook with fright because you never know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And the older men would tease you and tell you stories about big wrecks they had going down. Mm-hmm. Just anything to frighten you more. But then once you were down there, they were very, very concerned for your safety with all the harassing and teasing, but they made sure that there was nothing going to happen to you because they...
Can you remember an example of that, of somebody sort of taking you under their wing or
well,
looking
yeah,
out for
because,
you?
Okay, I'm 5 feet five and I weighed probably 100 pounds. And we used to have to dump these one-ton cars, and the man that I was put to, well, he was a young man too, that I was put to work with was a big husky kid, and was very good to me, and showed me how it's easy if you do it right. Mm-hmm. And other men that were on, like pipemen that took care of the water pipes and the air pipes, if I was having a tough time, they would come and give me a hand in loading these cars to bring them to the, out to the station. If I had a chute that was hung up or something and I was having problems. They didn't ridicule you about look short to get out of the way. They just used to just say, here, I'll give you a hand. Because I wasn't the smallest guy in the mine, and there was lots of guys that were a lot older that were done a lot heavier and harder work that were small. Mm-hmm. And just the camaraderie, that's probably what makes what made working in the mines interesting or whatever. I just could never explain why I liked the mines. I guess it has a smell. Every mine probably smelled different, but when you left surface and fresh air and go down, it had a real different smell. And whether it's the humidity from some of the hot places and the smell is from copper water or from decay in timber in certain places, but it just has a different aroma that, you know, you could never understand how hot, really hot and humid it would be in some of these places where some of these men worked. You know, you're out in your yard and your sweat will roll down your face. Well, down the mine, it was nothing to take off your mine undershirt and wring it out, or to take your mine boots off and dump the water out. And when you take your mine hat off, sometimes from the band, the water would just really fall right down. Mm. People would probably think that you couldn't really sweat that much to pour water out of your boots. But in some places it was so hot that the men would get cramps from the loss of salt in their system, and they used to take salt pills and drink lots of water.
What mines were particularly hot here?
Well, the Belmont was noted for being a hot box. Then the Con, towards when it got down 5,000 feet, had some pretty hot spots. Then like the Emma and the Travonia and them, where they were cool mines. But then the rest of them, the Stewart had was noted for some really hot boxes. And some of the places that they had names, like in the Anselmo, they had a drift that they called the New York Drift. It was a mile inside from the station with no other exits out. And it was so hot in there, they brought in a cooler halfway in. But it was so hot that these miners could only swing a pick, dig a tie hitch maybe 5 or 6 times before they'd be weak.
Mm.
And then his partner would take it. And they had sprays in the fan bags where the cool air was brought in from these coolers. And the water in there gushed out of a 2-inch pipe full force. And that's about the hottest, if anything, that I could remember. As a motorman, just servicing these two miners in there, just doing little odd jobs to help them out, and just sitting while they loaded the ore cars, I would pour sweat out of my boots, so you can imagine with them, and they had to drill, and it was really a tough place to work.